to the Web 2.0 show with your hosts, Josh Owens
and Chris Saylor. We're a show about the new web,
the latest thoughts and technology behind internet development and content delivery. This is Nick Dynas reporting for the Web 2.0 show and my series from BarCamp, Los Angeles, which took place March 4th and 5th. Next, an interview with Lucas Gons of WebJ on the evolution of online playlists.
Okay, now I'm here with Lucas Gons of WebJ, the company that recently got acquired by Yahoo, is that right?
Indeed.
And you are one of the core developers for the SPIF format, and I was talking to Ian about that last night. So tell me how that came about.
The idea behind SPIF was that when I first started working on playlists in about 2002, when I and my friends first started doing it, the first thing we had to learn was that playlist formats were an incredible mess, were a complete mess and nightmare as far as writing internet software that works. There was no way we could write internet software that worked without doing something about the data format problem. And so that kind of became a consensus opinion that there needed to be a new playlist format that was done right. And that kind of bubbled over for probably about a year and a half among the people who are interested in playlists. And then eventually, a project bootstrapped. So Ian Rogers from Yahoo Music, and Rob Kay from Music Brains really started it and then talked to me about getting involved, and I was really into it. And then Matthias Friedrich from Music Brains also, and Kevin Marks from Technorati, and some other people kind of got involved. Alf Eaton, who's sort of a cool blogger, hacker kind of dude, got involved. And we kind of spent 6 months writing the first version of the format. And it was an effort of frustration. And it was just pure frustration that things were so broken and for such stupid reasons. Like, nobody agrees on the MIME type for a M3U file. Everybody in the world uses M3U files for different things. It's a playlist format. But nobody even knows what the MIME type for an M3U file is, which isn't, it's like learning an alphabet and not knowing whether A or B come first. I mean, it's a level of brokenness that just blows your mind if it's something you care about. So we basically put all our time into wrestling with those level of really basic adulthood level problems. And since then, that was almost 2 years ago, and since then, the work has really been improving the drafting of the spec, which still sucks, and evangelism, talking to people, helping people learn what it's about, helping bootstrap libraries. So there's now a pair library for PHP developers, a really good SPIF library and pair. It looks like there's soon to be a VLC SPIF module. Yahoo shipped with SPIF support last year. So that's what the project is. We're just kind of trying to bring, maturity to this field and get it to function, because otherwise it's broken.
So what does the WebJ acquisition bring to Yahoo?
Well, Yahoo Music has gotten the playlist religion. And if you haven't gotten it, this will seem completely idiotic. And if you have, then you'll be maddened by the fact that so few people see the power and utility of playlists when it comes to internet media. The idea for people who have the religion is that playlists are the format of internet multimedia. It's not really a normal browser page, and it's not RSS or SMIL or a lot of other things. Truly, it's a playlist is the native format of internet audio and video. So, the Yahoo Music Group had really gotten that religion. And because I was in there slugging away on all these different things related to playlists, WebJ embodied a lot of these techniques, and they wanted to you know, bring those to Yahoo scale. I mean, that was really the meaning of the deal.
So. BBC Radio.
Cool. Well, thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
This has been a Steel Pixel production. For more information about Steel Pixel, you can check out steelpixel.com. Or for more information about the show, feel free to check out web20show.com. That's web20show.com.